Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And right now, we're joined by a good friend, John Rollo. So, hey, I wanted to get to some of, last time we had you on, we got to a ton of different things, and we never even got to MMA. You and I were too busy talking about Tiger King and what's right. going on in the world. And first off, before we get to MMA, and trust me, we will have time. I'll make sure we have time. What's been going on in your life? How have things been different for you as far as, you know, not being able to do the normal things you're used to?
Yeah, it's been, it's been weird to say the least. You know, we had to cancel Shogun. The gyms, obviously, were all shut down, you know, by the governor, and the martial arts schools were included in that. So, you kind of adjust. You know, we've been doing some online stuff for the people that are able to stay in as members. You know, we've lost members, you know, got people that have lost jobs and things like that. So, you know, people that are financially affected and have lost jobs obviously don't have the money to pay a membership.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of stuff is hitting you as well. But, you know, you just kind of bite down on your mouthpiece and, you know, just you, like, it's like, I just kind of, I say it, but it, I mean, it's kind of true. It just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, all we can do is all come together, hope that this thing passes sooner rather than later, and that, you know, the world will be able to get back to normal. Because, you know, while the illness is obviously serious, you know, if this thing stretches out 2 months, 3 months, the economic damage that it does to the country, like, it's going to be very, it's going to be
catastrophic,
irreparable,
man. Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I wanted to bring that up to you because there was this report coming out that said the NBA and the Players Association for the NBA are in exploratory stages of assessing a rapid response testing device for COVID-19 that could provide accurate results in minutes, which I'm guessing they would have to test these guys every time they played, which I don't know, you know, what's going on. They want to get back as soon as possible, and that's without fans in the stands, but getting the guys in there to play at least, so it gives, you know, the fans something to watch on television. And still, you know, a lot of people are worried about money, but I guess that's something they could do for some of the other sports as well. But it still seems we're a ways away from getting fans out there.
Yeah, they have they have a rapid test. I just don't think they're starting to ramp up production. I saw one of the, you know, the town halls or coronavirus updates that they do on the White House, and I saw Vice President Pence talking about, like, they have one that tells you if you're positive or not within 5 minutes, and if you're negative within like 15 minutes. I think it's from someone, don't quote me, but I thought it was Abbott Laboratories, they said. But regardless, they have the test, and you know, I think they're saying they're supposedly have production of like 50,000 tests a day. So hopefully sooner rather than later, those will be available, because testing obviously is a major part in being able to combat this.
Talking to John Rollo here on 105.7 The Fan, it's a Lowdown. And, you know, just talking about that, because, you know, I know for you, teaching MMA and, of course, you know, jiu-jitsu and all the stuff you do, and even the events you run down there. Last time we had you on, we talked about, you know, Paul Jack Runway and how that had to be postponed. I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to factor in of what people can do. And it's got to be hurting you as well, because I know you enjoy doing this, raising money for some charities, also making money for yourself. So it's got to have a huge impact on you.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, and it's tough because just like the fundraisers and things, you know, you're asking for people to help in a time when many, many people need help themselves that ordinarily wouldn't. You know, it's crazy. It's extenuating circumstances. But in times like this too, the community, normally everybody comes together. People forget some of the pettiness going on. Unless you're a politician, then the pettiness never stops.
Yeah.
But, the community normally comes and pulls together and helps each other in times like this. And, I have faith. I think we'll be, we'll get through it, and I think everything will be back to normal, hopefully, in a few months. I believe things can open back up. I'm hoping, by the end of April. And I think it'll be a graduated thing, just like the shutdown was a graduated thing. Each week you got the screws tightened down a little bit more. I think when we reopen, it'll be like that each week. You're going to loosen them up a little bit until finally you will get back to normal. I'm just, like I said, just keeping my fingers crossed.
Well, talk to me about the super fight that was supposed to happen. I think a lot of fans wanted to see it with Ferguson and Khabib. Give me your take on now he's not in it and the replacement, how this whole thing can work. What's your take on what's going on with the UFC?
I'm torn. Personally, I don't think Tony Ferguson should have took the fight. This is like his fifth time now that this has fallen through with Khabib. Tony deserves the title shot. Not saying Gaethje's going to beat him, but he's perfectly capable. So Tony could lose his ability to fight Khabib and get his big fight and get his shine, per se, fighting for, really he's just fighting to fight, right now. Khabib, I'm a little disappointed in, because I'm told he can get out of Russia. Not like I'm in his little circle of people,
yeah.
But I've read articles that said regular flights can't leave Russia, but they cleared that he could leave on a private flight if necessary. His argument is, well, if my country's locked down, what kind of example am I setting if I was to leave now? And I absolutely get that side of things. But, this fight turned five times canceled. It's almost like this poor fight is cursed, but now they're going to have it on an Indian reservation. I think it's called the Tachi Palace Hotel and Casino in California. And, it's going to be Gaethje and Tony. I know another confirmed fight is Francis Ngannou is supposed to fight Rozenstruik. And that wasn't confirmed by Dana, but I saw a Twitter thing where Rozenstruik announced that he said, I'm happy to announce April 18th, I'll be fighting Francis Ngannou. So that's another big fight. Dana said he was going to announce the card on Monday. So, we'll find out who else is going to be on that card on Monday. I think it's cool that they're going to have it, because this is a time when there's really nothing else sports-wise to watch. But on the flip side, is it half price? In a time when a lot of people have lost their jobs or have suffered some kind of, detriment to their pay, myself included, he's going to have a pay-per-view. Maybe it could have been an ESPN Plus, a free one. Maybe you rethink it and say, all right, we'll just have the Khabib and Tony fight, and that's the only one. And, we'll give that for free. And maybe they're going to put together a banging card and say, hey, everybody, it's $30 instead of 60 or 70. But I think I'm torn. It's awesome that they're putting it on, and it's awesome that people are going to get some entertainment. But on the flip side, is it the right time to be holding an $80 pay-per-view? I don't know.
Yeah, what's the norm for you? Because I'll tell you the norm for me as far as the MMA pay-per-views, boxing matches, whatever, would be getting my friends together. Usually I don't ask for it, but guys would leave like $5 or $10 on the table, depending on how many people we had there. And we'd watch the fights and hang out, have food, drinks, whatever, and, watch all the matches. And I think a lot of people are like me in that facet where they do that. Now, with the whole social distancing thing, I don't think people are going to be getting together as much. Was that typically you and your guys, you'd get together and watch the fights and do the same thing?
Yeah, it's 50-50. Sometimes I have some friends here. Sometimes, there's so many of them now. You remember, Jeremy, there used to be events.
Mm-hmm.
So, you would have people over because it was once a month or every few months. There's a UFC, not right this moment, but there could be three UFCs this month. And there could be a boxing event this month. So to have some, it's harder to even have those kind of things because they happen so often. So now when you get together, it's normally for the big ones. And other than that, I'll chill by myself and watch it. You know, that way I can pay more attention to it.
Hey, give me your take, because, you know, I know John Jones was just in the news, but when it comes from, like, pound for pound, who's the best fighter, who's the guy that you think is the best, period, across the sport?
Wow.
Because there's a lot of good names, man. There really is.
Do we say active or do we say of all time? Like,
well, give me one of each. I like that. So give me a.
All right. Well, active, I mean, obviously, I mean, there's two guys right off the top of my head if you're going to say active, and it would be, obviously be John and possibly Demetrius Johnson. You know, Demetrius, even though he's a tiny guy and he never got real traction with viewers, I mean, he would pull off moves in real life in fights against professional athletes that you don't hit in video games. And, you know, he was a complete fighter. He could fight standing. He had solid wrestling and he had solid submission skills. But he dominated his division for a long, long time, you know, until Cejudo beat him. And when Cejudo beat him, it's 1-1 at that point, 'cause he beat him before. And, the other thing about it is, you know, it was a decision. It wasn't a decisive stoppage mm-hmm. or anything of that sort. You know, but John, if you look at the list of people that he's beaten, like, he's beaten champion after champion after champion. And then once he got a hold of the belt, he's kept it forever. Daniel Cormier is a guy who is a light heavyweight champion. And before, I mean, he's won, what, he was 15-0 or 16-0 in the heavyweight division until he lost the rematch to Stipe. So, yeah. And Jones has beat him each time they fought him. So, you know, John actively is the greatest of all time, may very well be the greatest of all time. My pick, kind of, for the, I think the best ever was St. Pierre. I thought George was, once he found his stride, he just never lost again, you know, other than the one to my buddy, you know, Matt Serra, which he later yeah. avenged. You know, George is just George is the most complete fighter, in my opinion. You know, he's a black belt, solid submission skills in jiu-jitsu. His stand-up was, you know, was more than formidable. And his wrestling, in my opinion, was the best in mixed martial arts. Like, he would take guys that were NCAA champions and take them down. You know, guys like Matt Hughes, Josh Koscheck, John Fitch, they couldn't mm-hmm. take him down. And, you know, and being the superior wrestler in mixed martial arts, you're able to control where the fight's being fought. So if George was fighting a kickboxer, he's going to take him down and beat him up. If he was yeah. fighting a guy like Josh Koscheck, well, then he just would defend the takedown and jabbed him until his orbital bone was broken, you know? So, you know, I'm a big fan of George as one of the guys that, in my opinion, would be an all-time great. And you almost, like, Jose Aldo, like, maybe people don't think so anymore, but that's a guy that for 10 years beat the crap out of every single person they put in front of him. So Aldo, yeah. I'd throw up in that, you know, pound for pound. He's on the downside right now, but over time, I think he's one of the best ever.
Yeah, I think we get some recency bias where people just realize, you know, what's happened over the past few years, and then it kind of changes your mind on that particular fighter. I did want to ask you about Connor. You know, I know he moves the needle just a little bit. What do you think's next with him? Is he done?
Well, this virus threw all of my predictions, like, threw a wrench into him. I fully expected after the Tony Khabib fight that Connor's next fight was Khabib.
Yeah.
You know, and that's only if Khabib won. You know, if Khabib lost, that fight no longer makes sense because Connor's going to lose to him again, in my opinion. You can't make up that wrestling gap.
That was my next question with that, though. Can Connor, in your opinion, I know anything can happen, can he beat either Tony or Khabib?
Well, I don't know. I wonder who I'd give him a better shot. Tony is so well-rounded and his jiu-jitsu is so good. That's a tough one either way for Connor. The difference is Tony may stand and bang, mm-hmm. and maybe Tony's wrestling, Connor could defend. In the first match with Khabib, Connor actually did a decent job in the first round defending takedowns. Like, he made Connor work for him. Problem is, when Khabib eventually got him to the floor, Connor had no idea what to do. He just held on and got trapped down there. You know, the other thing, too, is, and I've noticed from my own experience, you know, Connor's a stand-up guy. He's a stand-up fighter. He prefers to stand. His conditioning, his body is conditioned for a stand-up battle. He's not conditioned for that wrestling battle. And, you know, and vice versa, you know, if you're a wrestler and you're used to that grappling battle, when you stand up and try to do boxing, it's a different conditioning. It's like different endurance systems. So, you know, I don't know if Connor would be able to, you know, he's going to have to catch him and knock him out. You know, I don't know that he can go a 5-round fight because I'm not sure if he's conditioned for the 5-round ball fest that, you know, Khabib is, where Tony is a, like, his conditioning is never a problem. He takes torture. I mean, this guy looks like he's, you know, been in a fight with an axe when he gets done, and he's still ready to go. So Tony's a guy who could take that beating, and Tony was a guy who was the first person Khabib was fighting that had the ability to submit him from his back. And that's what really made this an interesting fight was Tony's unorthodox jiu-jitsu, and he has a very offensive guard, which is where Khabib's normally, you know, at. So that's what would have made that cool.
Yeah.
But I thought Connor and Khabib was going to happen because that's the biggest money fight. You know, when they fought originally, that fight did more pay-per-view buys than both Nate and Connor fights combined.
Wow.
So that's the real money fight. And then
was it because it was personal? Is that, I mean, do you think that with all the history of it, or was it just because?
Yeah. I think, dude, Connor's just a nut. And Khabib is hugely popular internationally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't a known entity here, but in Russia, like, all over Asia, like, in the Muslim community, he's a superstar. All those Dagestanian guys, like, Khabib and these other fighters they have, if you saw them walking around town, they're getting mobbed. If they're in the car, people are coming up and seeing them, like, so, and that's like the UFC's game plan is to spread this sport internationally. You know, it's mainstream here, getting it mainstream in Europe, getting it mainstream in China, obviously, getting it mainstream in, you know, China's got over 1 billion people. You think they don't want to be in that market? You know, that's why the NBA won't speak out against China, because they don't want to lose that marketplace.
Yeah, they tried to shut up all the guys that were talking about it. So
Yeah.
But, hey, man, we do have to step out. I always love when you come on and talk whatever. I could sit here and talk anything with you. But I appreciate your time shedding some knowledge on this. And, again, I hope you're going to be a mainstay on the show, and we'll have you on here quite a bit. I'm always going to text you and bother you. Don't be afraid. I don't want to say afraid. You're not afraid of anything. Look at your size. But don't worry about telling me no when you can't do it. So
Nah, man, it's fun. I appreciate it. And anytime I'm available, I'll be glad to come on and – you know, shoot the S with you for a few minutes.
And you were just on with Johnny from Jimmy's, right? You did his podcast as well.
Yeah, just did his podcast, and it was pretty cool. You know, just got to sit down and have a – like, I know you for years, you know.
Yeah.
I know him, so you just have a conversation. It makes it easy.
Last time I had no idea you and I were going to talk Tiger King for 12 minutes, but it happened. So, hey, man, appreciate your time, and all the best to you, man. You need anything, just reach out.
Thanks, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.